This is KUT. Two recent reports about maternal health in Texas have had the same conclusion. Pregnancy-related deaths are on the rise. No one really knows why, though. Researchers outside of Texas are stumped, and even a state task force looking into maternal mortality doesn't have definitive answers. KUT's Ashley Lopez explains why.
A couple of years ago, state lawmakers formed a task force aimed at taking a deep dive into maternal deaths in Texas. Last week, they released their first big report with recommendations and some findings. Among other things, they found Black women were at the greatest risk, and heart problems and illicit drug use were at the root of many maternal deaths overall. But their study found another problem, and it had to do with the data they were looking at.
There was an inconsistency in the quality of the investigations.
That's Lisa Ollier, the chair of the Maternal Mortality and Morbidity Task Force. She found some serious issues with how deaths are investigated and later categorized on a death certificate in Texas. Ollier says not all death inquests are equally thorough and informative.
Understanding those causes with detailed information gives us an opportunity to assess preventability and to develop initiatives and recommendations to reduce the incidence of pregnancy-related mortality.
The task force ended up making only 6 recommendations in its report. One of them is improving the quality of death certificate data. Another, improving death reporting and investigations. But those weren't the only problems they faced in doing their research. Ollier says the task force also asked for more resources.
Several capacity issues have limited the number of cases that we've been able to review.
The task force eventually was only able to review just 11 maternal deaths. This report came at the heels of a study in a national medical journal that found Texas had an alarming problem on its hands. Here's the author of that study, Marion McDormand, with the Maryland Population Research Center.
Basically, we found that the maternal mortality rate in Texas doubled in 2011-2012. And it's still at the higher level now in 2014 data.
McDormand and other researchers were so surprised by the spike of deaths in Texas that they have already started working on a follow-up study to figure out what happened. Lisa Ollier with the Texas Maternal Mortality Task Force says she doesn't have any definitive answers either. She says their work is really just beginning. Ollier anticipates that in the next few years, they should know more. But a lot of that might depend on how much better we get at investigating and tracking how and why pregnant women are dying in Texas. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.